Hey everybody, welcome to the second podcast of Revolutionary Musings. I wanted to talk a little bit about unplugging. Unplugging from social media and getting back to nature. And I'm actually in a park right now that's close to my house, and I thought this would be a perfect place to do a podcast. So it's a beautiful day. I'm in front of a beautiful lake in this sort of small town area where I live. It's a small town within a bigger area. And sometimes you need to do that. Sometimes you need to say, you know what, I've been using social media too much. It's affecting my mental health. And I really, really need to unplug. Because I feel like I get hung up on likes and validations. And being a mental health advocate, it's actually counterproductive. You know, I'm trying to encourage people to take care of their mental health and their depression. And here I am in sort of a addictive behaviors. And I feel great today. And I decided that instead of sitting at home and trying not to do something, that never works. I decided to reward myself by going out and trying to quiet my mind. And it's great. The sun is shining. It's warm. I'm not thinking about whatever's bothering me. And I'm just talking to you, my audience. And this is really exciting. And I want to talk a little bit about... I'm going to go into my story later. But I want to talk about how my life has changed. I have had bipolar and I've had depression, anxiety all of my life. And part of the depression, I think, is connected to the kinds of places I lived in. I didn't live in a place where, I don't know, I just felt like it fed my depression. A lot of strip malls and a lot of traffic and suburbia. And I still live in suburbia, but where I live now is a little bit different. It's sort of a quaint small town within Charlotte. I may have said that already. But it's definitely more my scene. I definitely feel more comfortable here. And since I've moved here, my life has changed drastically for the better. I started to go back to church. I reconnected with my old friends, and that was very difficult for me. I started doing mental health advocacy. I went back to school. All these things are happening almost immediately once I moved to this area. And I find that to be very, very interesting. It's like your gut. My gut feeling was saying, if I could just get out of here and go somewhere else, I'll be able to do it. And I know it's not always possible. But it just goes to show you that sometimes the environments that we live in have an effect on our depression and our anxiety. I truly, truly believe that. And making a change and moving and trying to live in a place where you feel more comfortable. Like, for example, I think part of my depression is related to the fact that suburbia is a very lonely place. You need a car. You can't survive without a car. You don't know your neighbors. It doesn't feel like a community. It's just a neighborhood, and every neighborhood's the same, with the same strip malls and the same stores. And I find it to be very lonely, and I find it to be very depressing. Where I live, it's like you have that, but you also have more of a community feel than the rest of the area. You have a little downtown area. They have festivals. They have farmers markets. They've got all these sort of little mom-and-pop stores. And it's like, that's what we need to get back to. Part of the depression is the environments that we live in. And it really is frustrating, because I think we are a very lonely society. And while I take medication and I think medication is important, we fail sometimes to look at the environmental factors. We fail to look at the fact that people don't talk to each other anymore. People are on their phones more than they are talking to the person in front of them. And I wish we could get back to a point where we are talking to each other, and not through a phone and not through Facebook, but actually sitting with each other and talking, because I think we miss that body language. We miss hearing someone's voice. That's part of the conversation. And I'm saddened that I'm not connected with anybody in real time, in real life, with mental health advocacy. And I'm not connected with people in general. And it's a part of it is me, I think. A part of it is my personality and my fear. But a part of it is people not giving you a chance. And people, again, people would rather sit in their homes and watch television and go on online than actually sit down face to face. So my suggestion for anybody who's listening who does have mental health struggles and anxiety is to take a day a week and to unplug everything and to go out and to enjoy nature and to live life, because it's beautiful and you're missing out. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and thank you.